Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Full Press NFL Podcast. I am your host, Ian Glendon, and today is Wednesday, which means it's time to do our top five NFL teams after 4 weeks. Now, normally, I am joined by Mr. John Sapicetti on this Wednesday, but due to some technical difficulties, there was some difficulty getting us connected, so I am running solo today, so I will be giving you my top five teams, and I will just assume that John will agree with me wholeheartedly. So it's been an interesting what used to be first quarter of the season. Now with the 17th game, we're talking about, maybe percentage points difference, but essentially the first quarter of the season is in the books for all these teams. And we're kind of starting to see a little bit more of which teams are going to contend. And the ones that aren't quite contending right now, we're getting a little bit better idea of what their future may or may not be, positively or negatively. So we're going to jump right into it. So number five for me, and this was difficult because, again, this is starting to get a little bit muddied now that we have several weeks of film to judge this on. And I went back and forth between a couple teams, and I'll say both teams before I tell you my number five team, but I went back and forth between the Packers and the Bucks for number five. Now, obviously, the Packers coming off a win over the Patriots and having already beaten the Buccaneers this season, you would think, oh, well, it's a no-brainer to put them ahead of the Buccaneers. But there were a lot of positives, I think, for the Buccaneers coming out of that loss to Kansas City, and most notably, the success of the offense. And now, that game was a little funky where the turnover happened right off the bat and it kind of put them behind the eight ball. And again, the defense certainly did not play up to what I've thought they were, which was a really good unit. Doesn't mean that they aren't a good unit. It just means they certainly had a very bad day against a very good team. But I still look at both of those teams and I see one team that has far greater of a ceiling in the Buccaneers and the Packers, who, I don't know what to make of the Patriots yet. I don't think they're a great team. I don't think they're a bad team. But the Packers almost blew that game against a team that they should win. They should beat. If they're considered a Super Bowl contender, they should beat the Patriots. And it really came down to the wire in overtime. So I say all that to say this. I'm going to give the edge to the Buccaneers because I do believe that what we saw last week against the Chiefs offensively is what we're going to see more of moving forward. And I think as we've seen over the last 2 years, that leads to a lot of success for the Buccaneers. So despite the stumble and despite obviously losing to the Packers, I have the Buccaneers at number five. So number four for me, maybe I'm falling for the bait. Their fans do it every single year. They've been doing it since the mid-90s. But the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, sitting at 3-1, 3-0 under Cooper Rush. And, I'll be honest. I'm shocked. I'm surprised. I thought they looked not a great team, even with Dak Prescott in week one against the Buccaneers. Now, again, the Bucs had a really good defense, so they're going to make some teams really look foolish sometimes. But they've completely shocked me, I guess, if you want to call it that. They've won the three games in Cooper Rush's starts. He will likely, I'm assuming, get another start this week. But if you would have told me a month ago that by the time Dak Prescott comes back, this Cowboys team could be 3-2, 4-1, I would have scoffed at it, and a lot of that has to do with the coaching. Surprise, surprise, Mike McCarthy is having a pretty good run here, and of course, the player Cooper Rush, who's really kind of kept things together. So number four team for me is the Dallas Cowboys. So moving on, number three, we're getting to the top part of the order here, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Give credit where credit's due. They came out and they capitalized on every opportunity, for the most part, they had, certainly right off the get-go. You fumble the opening kickoff, and, against a team like Kansas City, they're going to make you pay. So the offense is pretty good, really good, actually. It isn't. It still sort of lacks the explosiveness, and again, I think obviously the two very short fields kind of swayed the score to be a little bit higher. So it kind of, I'm not going to say it's a mirage, because they are a very, very good offense. I just think there are still things that they're going to have to work through throughout the season if they're going to have hopes of having a great playoff run. Because again, there are some other teams out there that can give them fits. And the reality of it is, I think if these two teams meet again, it very well may be a different story. But number three for me are the Kansas City Chiefs, who right now look like very easily the class of the AFC West, despite some doubts heading into this season. So number two, very tough loss on Thursday night. Obviously the underlying storyline being the health of Tua Tagovailoa and his absence, obviously, for the biggest part of that game, really led to the Dolphins' struggles when they lost to the Bengals to kind of end their undefeated run. However, assuming this team does kind of return to a little bit of health and normalcy and find some rhythm, they're going to be fine. Their offense is explosive, and we know in this league, having an explosive offense is everything in this league. Again, I mean, I know the old cliche, defense wins championships, and I've said it many times before, I don't believe that. It's about the offenses in this league. It's all about them and the quarterbacks. That's what this league is about. Defenses are great. You can have a great defense, but the reality of it is you're not going to be doing anything if you can't move the ball and you can't do things at a high level. The Dolphins, by sheer talent alone, are going to be able to move the ball. And considering their alternative with Teddy Bridgewater, assuming Tua can't go for an extended period of time, it's not a terrible situation to be in. So it'll be worth seeing how it plays out. But for now, I'm going to keep them in the upper echelon of these teams, because, again, based on what we've seen those first few weeks, this Dolphins, just based on their offense, they have a good defense too. But just based on the offense, they seem like one of the league's elite. So, all right, number one team, same as last week, Philadelphia Eagles. 4-0, only undefeated team so far in the league. And surprise, surprise, a lot of it has come through the success of Jalen Hurts. I just said it just a moment ago, offenses win championships in this game, in this league. And, you have a great offense if you have a great quarterback. And right now, Jalen Hurts is playing a great quarterback position. Now, again, it's all about, can it last? Can you keep that consistency up? Because no one's going to remember a great first half of the season if you don't compete in the playoffs. It doesn't mean you have to go out and win the Super Bowl. But you need to compete and have a nice run, certainly with the expectations that are being built right now for the Eagles. And so far, again, Jalen Hurts has answered the call in every situation so far. And look, I mean, I would say they're running away with the division, but surprise, again, the surprise team for me, with the Cowboys having won all three of Cooper Rush's starts, it's certainly not a done deal. But the Eagles do look like the class of the NFC right now. They're playing great offense, great defense. They're opportunistic, and that's a great recipe for success. And especially when, again, you look at the landscape of the NFC, the Bucs, like I said, I think the Bucs are going to be fine at the end of the season. The Packers, I think, are going to be a good team. I just don't know if they're going to have enough explosion offensively. And I'll mention the Rams just because they're the defending Super Bowl champions, but the Rams look completely out of sorts right now and could be heading towards a very, very long season. So it seems very clear right now that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and quite frankly, the best team in the NFL. And we'll see how that plays out. So with that said, sorry, Buffalo Bills fans. I had to sneak the Cowboys in there for a minute, but they're right there. Don't worry. Next week, John will be back, and we will be giving our top five NFL teams once again. But until then, give us a follow on Twitter at Full Press NFL, and of course, go to fullpresscoverage.com to get all the latest from our great writers, editors, and podcasters. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon.